Tánaiste, I'm sure this week you watched the Primetime Investigates programme in regard to the mental health service and the catastrophe within it. Now, two families on that programme, the family of Natalie McGuinness and Jimmy McLaughlin, both of whom lost their lives as a consequence of the failures of the mental health service. They are in my constituency and I've raised their issues here several times. Many other families in that programme also expressed their frustration at being stonewalled by the system in not getting any accountability. I recently had a PQ in for Sligo University Hospital as to how many people presented in 2025 with mental health issues. They said 1,242 people presented to the emergency department, but only 198 of them were admitted. So this is not an historical problem. This is going on today. Today people are being failed by the mental health service. And I've seen you on that programme, Minister. And I can only say your announcement was fraudulent. You said things were going to get better, they have got worse. People with mental health services in this country approaching this system are getting worse outcomes than they were getting 20 years ago because you closed everything down and replaced it with nothing. And
Deputy,
people are so frustrated, so annoyed.
Time,
I'm dealing with
Deputy.
Constituents that are in a situation where they have loved ones
Deputy
that
Kenny.
Are afraid they will lose their lives because the system
Deputy
is failing
Kenny,
them. And you stand over that
time.
System.
We'll stick to 60 seconds if you can't make your point. You've asked a question in the wrong forum. Tánaiste.
And ideally, we'd stick to not making extraordinarily charged comments in relation to people that isn't backed by any evidence. If you want to debate me any time, in relation to... No, don't interrupt me again. Don't do this again. I'm not taking this bully boy attitude. I'm speaking now. It's my go. The programme points out very serious issues. Very serious issues. And this government, through the leadership of Minister Mary Butler, is absolutely committed, because none of us want to see a scenario.
Deputy, please.
And those families deserve answers, and the mental health services will continue to receive both the investment and reform that Mary Butler is working tirelessly on. She has my full
support.
Thank you, Tánaiste.